Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. On this episode, Mark T. Hurt answers the question, what should I do if my employer is defrauding the government?
This is a question that's I think, going to be asked more and more frequently, given all the federal programs that are being launched in the last year or two, particularly the PPP program. So what should you do in this situation? Let's say you're working for a company and you learn that they defrauded the government with a fake PPP application that exaggerated the amount of people and the payroll cost that they had. Well, the first thing you should do is to consult a False Claims Act lawyer. Now, what is the False Claims Act? The False Claims Act was a law passed way back in the Civil War, and it was passed as a remedy to where the suppliers to the Union Army were just completely ripping off the government and supplying phony supplies and rotten food and things like that. And what it does, it allows a private citizen to blow the whistle on the fraud and actually bring a lawsuit on behalf of the federal government to recover the defrauded funds. So what you can do, what you should do is go to your False Claims Act attorney and discuss the fraud with him. And he will see whether that will be what you have is something that would make a good False Claims Act lawsuit. So now what do you get out of it? What does the whistleblower get out of it? Well, the law is designed to provide potentially huge awards to the whistleblower if they successfully recover money for the federal government. And that amount can be 15 to 25% of the entire amount recovered from the company that's defrauding the government. Also, you can get the company to actually pay your attorney's fees as well. So the procedures of the False Claims Act are very complex, so you do need a lawyer. A layman cannot do it on their own. But it's well worth your while. You will become a hero if you're successful and also potentially get a very big award. There have been billions of dollars recovered through the False Claims Act through the years, and it has only accelerated in the last 20 years. So it's if you're contemplating being a whistleblower, do it the right way and go to a False Claims Act lawyer. Now, before you go to the lawyer, you should keep this information confidential. Why? Because it's only the whistleblower who files the first lawsuit that will get the award. So let's assume that you decided to discuss this with a coworker before you go to the lawyer. Well, that coworker could bring the lawsuit before you, and that coworker will get all of the whistleblower award. So to recap, if your employer has, you've learned your employer has defrauded the government, do not discuss it with anyone until you meet with your False Claims Act lawyer and discuss it with him.